This week we talk about struggles in ministry, the events going on in Iraq, and baptisms on the beach. Hang out with us and subscribe on iTunes and live tweet with us as you listen with the hashtag Jeff and Alyssa. How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to Anything and Everything, an up-close and personal look into the lives of two married people who talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. We are back again in the lab, or another way to say that, which is actually true, is we are back again at our kitchen table. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening. First of all, too, I just had this question pop up in my mind. Are you a binge listener or are you a weekly listener? And what I mean by that is there's some people who tell us that they like basically listen to like six episodes in a row and they try to catch up, or they just listen to us, you know, on Thursday or Friday when it comes out. Which, by the way, sorry, this is actually Memorial Day we're recording this. All last week, Lifeway, which is a big publisher, Christian publisher, was in town. We were shooting curriculum for my next book, which I'm so excited to announce to you guys so soon. I just need to wait to get to the green light from the publisher that we are okay to go on that. But yeah, we got a cover, we got a title, we got all that stuff. I actually give chapter title surprise in our last vlog. But yeah, so it's Memorial Day, and what did we just get back from?
The beach baptism. Yeah. Although we didn't go to the baptism part.
Well, we got there right when it was ending. So the cool part about doing church and doing life in Maui is the church we go to here quarterly, or maybe three times a year.
Three
times a year, they'll do a beach baptism where basically it's usually on a holiday weekend. So it's a Monday, it's Memorial Day. And basically, you know, you do the baptism orientation if you're getting baptized, and then they take people out in the ocean and they dunk them. And then they do a big potluck with like, it's like probably a couple hundred people there. Mm-hmm. And so it's just this epic kind of like beach day and really fun. We got there a little late though. And so we only really got there for the food, and then basically all the food was gone too. So I had two oatmeal raisin cookies. But
we were there for all the people. That was fun.
But yeah. So we got to see friends and catch up. It's just a fun little time to kind of rest and see everyone and hang. When you were an intern like 5 years ago, you were actually kind of technically working it, and you were actually dunking folks and all that. So I remember being at that one and seeing all the baptisms, and it's really cool to see mm-hmm. people like in the ocean. There's just something about it, you know, on the beach with the sun. All that stuff. It's just amazing.
It's really cool. Speaking of which, you got some sun today.
Did I?
Yeah, you have little freckles on your nose.
Ooh.
That's cute.
I never even...
I love freckles. I've always wanted, like, you know those people that get freckles all over their nose and their cheeks in the summer? I've always wanted to be one of those.
I never knew I was a freckle person. I never even knew I got some.
Yeah. Welcome to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's what happens when you live in Washington. You know, you never know because you never see the sun. Maybe, you know, it's like we're all like Edward and Jacob. In Washington. Did you get the Twilight reference?
They're not both, okay. Vampires.
Oh, touche. Someone knows her Twilight. Oh.
Embarrassing.
Well, you've never read or anything. You saw like,
no,
one of the
I
movies,
saw
right?
It.
Yeah, one of them.
Because all my roommates wanted to go. So we went on opening night for both of them. And that I was there with all my high schoolers.
That is hilarious. So, but real quick before we get into this week's episode too, got to give a huge shout out to our sponsor this week. I always love our sponsors, but this
shout
one.
Shout out.
That was Alyssa, by the way, everyone, just to make sure that you guys know that. But this week's sponsor is Bombas, which if you saw our last vlog.
Bombas, Bombas.
Is that how their theme song goes?
Uh-huh, it sounds very Jamaican in my head.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have to send that to them and see if they approve. No, they're actually a really amazing sock company that does social good. Every pair you buy, they donate a pair of socks to a shelter, which, if you didn't know, is actually the number one most requested item at a shelter. And so it's really incredible the work they're doing. And the socks are actually unreal. Like, I really like them. They're really comfortable, and they're really nice, and they're kind of funky. They got a little funky vibe. And they give 20%. They're giving 20% off your entire order if you go to bombas.com, bombas.com/Jefferson. If you go there, you get 20% off your whole order, which is actually a steal. That's a real big discount for a sponsor to offer on a podcast. So go check them out. We love them. Every time you buy something, they do social good. It's incredible. And I've already heard a few people that have ordered them from the vlog, and they said, yes, that is legit. And we also just had a guest come into our podcast right now. Aslan is now sitting at our feet. I think he's a little excited. He wants to go play tennis ball because we usually never record in the middle of the day. Right. We usually record once we put Kinsley down. So we're recording in the middle of the day, and so he's all happy, and he's wanting to go play tennis ball. But sorry, bud.
Yeah, he's starting to lick my hand.
But yeah, so catch him up on how are you doing? What's on your mind? What's on your heart? What's going on?
Ooh, I think you should go first. Tell them about your week with Lifeway.
Yeah, so that was really fun. We picked, we videotaped 6 sessions for the Bible study, which if you've ever done a Lifeway Bible study, they're the ones that do Beth Moore studies and all that stuff. They're really good at what they do. They're really good at the video part, the Bible study part, all that stuff. And so, so they were coming out. The cool part is they came out here to shoot. And so we got to go all over Maui, which actually Maui has the most, what is it? The most micro diverse ecosystems in the world, meaning like you can go 20 minutes on Maui and it feels like you just went from a rainforest to a desert, literally. Mm-hmm. Or like a volcano or a mountain. So we shot on Haleakala, which is like a really cool rugged mountain where like nothing is living up there.
Well, Haleakala.
But I always get car sick. So I did not feel good.
Do you know what Haleakala means?
Like rising of the sun or something like that.
Something like that.
You don't know what it means.
I know Hale is house.
Oh yeah. It's like house of the sun. Yeah. House of the sun. But it's really amazing, 10,000 feet up, and it looks like Mars. It's like red dirt crater, and that's it. Like, it just, it's really pretty, though. Mm-hmm. So we shot some few videos up there. We shot some videos in, like, a Jurassic Park jungle called Twin Falls, that area. That was really amazing. And then we shot videos on Big Beach, which is, like, one of our favorite beaches, really pretty, pristine-looking Maui beach. But everyone, if you do come to Maui, make sure it's Big Beach you go to, not Little Beach. Why should they not go to Little Beach?
Well, I think you'll see too much skin.
Yes, let's just leave it at that. Little Beach is not a clothes are optional at Little Beach. So make sure you go to Big Beach if you come.
Actually, clothes are like against the law at Little
Beach.
Yeah,
actually, there's no clothes. So it's not optional. So it was really fun. It was really long, though. We shot all a couple days. But the team is amazing. Lifeway is amazing. They brought 8 people out. Video people, editors. And they're a well-oiled machine. They dominate. So
can you give us a little snippet of one of your videos?
No.
No?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Babe, the people want to hear.
I know, but I got to keep my nugs because those nugs are in the next book and I don't want to give away the nugs. And then they...
But you can like give a little teaser. So they'll be counting down the days till it comes out.
No, because I wasn't planning this and then I'm probably going to slip too much and the publisher's going to listen and say, scoop.
No parking.
Yeah, that's when they pull it back. No, yeah.
Sorry, that's an inside joke.
Yeah, that was an inside joke. We'll have to explain that later. But yeah. I just can't do that. But I'm so excited for people to see this book and this cover and all that stuff.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
What else? What else do we have to say?
Oh yeah, talk about what you're talking about on the car ride home or with Anne's blog and everything.
Oh yeah. So I don't know, for those that maybe don't know. Anne Voskamp wrote a blog this week.
She's a really, really big author, 1,000 Gifts.
Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I don't know.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. Anyway, she wrote a blog this week of her time in Afghanistan. I don't know how long ago she was there, but she was in like a boxcar. Is that where she was?
Is that where I thought she was? I thought it was Iraq.
Oh, Iraq. Mm. Sorry. But was she in a boxcar with like women, like refugees from the
ISIS? She was in some type of camp or some type of shelter. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of refugees from, that were running from ISIS
women
and their
and children.
Yeah.
And, anyway, she just
insane blog. Go read it. Her blog is aholyexperience.com.
Yeah.
And it's just like if you go to last week's post, but yeah.
It's really good. And basically it's just like she's telling the story, their story that they told her, and, you know, just how girls over there with the ISIS thing at 9 years old, they're getting sold for like a pair of a Nike to the
shoe. Yeah, like $100 or $170 bucks.
Yeah, and raped and all these things, sex trafficked. And then
yeah, it was a horrific blog to read. And she's such
so
a
sad,
vivid writer that you just felt like, oh man, really hard to read.
Yeah.
But to some degree, like that's people need to lift up and elevate those stories because we need to know that what's going on over there. I think sometimes
what the news isn't saying.
Yeah. And sometimes I think we get like sometimes we just base our life on the news cycle. And so ISIS was a lot more prominently in the news a couple months ago, but they're still doing just as atrocious things, just as evil things. And it's just falling out of the news cycle a little bit more. And so it's like, yeah, how do we as Jesus followers, you know, get on our knees and really believe that God moves when we pray? Mm-hmm. How do we give our time and our energy and our resources? And I think the one thing I loved in her blog that she said is, if you have anything, you know, like the shelter over your head, the money in your bank account, whatever, everything you have is to be given. Mm-hmm. Like God gives us, like it's a phrase that I always use that I kind of laugh at, but it's the scripture is blessed to be a blessing. Like God blesses people, not so that they can keep it, but that's in, they can actually. Or another way I've heard it is it's not necessarily given to you. It's given so that it can be given through you. Mm-hmm. So like kind of the reciprocation. And I just really was convicted of that in reading her blog. And man, you know, it's just so easy for us to just like feel like we're in a Western bubble that doesn't realize the atrocities and evil that's going on. But
right. And I think my thing I'm realizing is like that stuff that happens not in America just feels so big to me and so like unreachable. So I just don't read it. I don't do anything because it's like, well, what can I do? And the Lord's just been really pulling at my heart the last week or so of just like, wanting my heart to beat for what his heart beats for. And like he, like in Galatians, Paul says, I don't remember who, one of the John or Peter or something told him, you know, the one thing we tell you is to remember the poor, the very thing he was eager to do. And just how can we remember the poor? How can I remember the poor? And what does that look like in our life? And, I'm realizing now more and more like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to save them or, you know, do anything on a big scale, but I can do something and that something is worth it, you know? And so just asking God, what can I do? And I think I loved Anne's blog, like you were talking about, babe, because I think sometimes in our Christian circle, we can feel guilty, like, oh, well, why do I live in America? Why do I have the house I have or live where I live? But instead of asking why, be like, wow, God, thank you for putting us here. And like, there's a purpose for
that.
How can we use it to help others in need and others in crisis? And what does that look like? So I'm kind of like trying to pray through it and figure it out.
Well, because I think sometimes too, we get in very big spurts of like, oh, give everything away. And which that's also great too. Like if that's what God's called you to, you know, like, and you know, but also what I mean by that is like, sometimes I just think we go in ebbs and flows of it. And then we forget about it and then we get back to our normal lives rather than saying, you know, it's, if it's driven by guilt, it will be an ebb and flow. It will come in spurts and then go away in spurts. But if it's driven by the Spirit or just like more of like a rhythm or a discipline of our life as a Jesus follower, then that is actually more longstanding and just constantly like not feeling that burden of guilt, but just being like, no, it's actually a blessing. Like what? It's a joy. Like I have all the, whatever I have is, can be reciprocated, can be given, can be used.
And God doesn't want us to feel guilty.
Exactly.
He wants us to.
What makes us feel like a family if it's for joy?
And right,
it's
we're all family. Yeah. And so on her blog, if you want to go on, they are partnering up with, what is it?
Preemptive Love. It's a really good organization that does medical stuff, but that's what got them in the country, and now they're doing a lot of stuff of just helping and rescuing victims and refugees, and they're just doing everything because they're on the ground. They got boots on the ground over there. But yeah, if you go to their blog.
It's hard to get in there. So if you go on her blog, you can donate money.
And it's cool because she kind of really talks about in the blog what the money goes to and really challenges people to say, hey, even if it's a few bucks, you know, and I think they, you know, their first goal is 50,000. And I think last time I checked, they're at 630,000,
which is awesome.
That was like a day or two ago. So I bet it's 700,000-800,000 now. They'll probably get $1 million, which is incredible to see that, you know, the church move like that just based on a blog, you know. And the cool part too is I doubt that was all really huge givers. I bet that was just a lot of people that gave 10 bucks, 50 bucks, you know, 100 bucks. So. And so, yeah, and that's, and man, God really uses that and blesses that. So, yeah.
So, if you guys are listening and you want to donate money, let us know on Twitter, hashtag Jeff and Alyssa, or if you have some other idea of ways you can help or ways that.
Yeah. Or if you know of anyone who's doing great stuff over there too, on this situation, we would love to know about that too. So hashtag Jeff and Alyssa and hit us up with that.
Yeah. Sounds good.
But it's such a great man. It's just, yeah, it's heavy stuff. And I just, yeah.
But I think instead of, I've just been convicted, instead of just turning a blind eye, like, what thing can I do, even if it's little and small?
Yeah. Well, that's what I think. The little and the small is the big thing. I think if we're all doing
then it
just a tiny bit, that's billions of people that are doing that, and it adds up to a lot. So that's, it's like, you know, I think it was Mother Teresa who said, you know, if you can't feed them all, feed one. And she's saying, like, you know, impact one person's life. So, yeah, that was really good. But, yeah, anything else or...
I think that's it.
No, it was a busy week, and so that was like...
Jeff, sorry, this is like totally off the subject.
What?
But Jeff made his first dessert ever for me last night.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
It was really good.
Yeah, so we're...
Well done.
You have this, what, vegan... It's a vegan book. We used to be vegan or whole foods plant-based diet, as I like to say.
Until Jeff splurged at McDonald's
one day. We don't need to put myself on blast.
No, chicken nuggets.
I gave in, and then we tumbled down the hill.
Let's just say he's an all or nothing man.
Yes. But, but I do really, But we haven't.
We still like vegan stuff.
Yeah, though. I don't really eat that much meat anymore, or at least red meat. So, but you got this cookbook that's like she's. It's actually a really good one, mm-hmm. and man, her stuff is amazing. Like it's always some of my favorite meals, really and you would good. Not even know it's vegan. But it was like what
and
was
easy.
It? Like this chocolate.
I like understand all the ingredients.
It was like a chocolate coffee, like almost like bread pudding.
Cake. Mm-hmm.
So I made that, and I'm not gonna lie, guys, it was pretty killer. Yep. I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
actually,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna toot my horn.
I'm not gonna lie. Rush to this podcast so I can go have some right now.
Yeah, she actually started making some, you guys, because we
but
had some
left
over.
But you know how Jeff
won't let me
eat during the podcast?
But I don't want her eating during the podcast because then it makes all the smack sounds, you know, like, and we don't want that. So I was like, oh, you can't eat. So then she was like, okay, well, let's hurry up and record so we can go eat. So just to know.
Let's just say we have a sweet tooth here.
We do.
At the Bethke household.
We do. But it's pretty healthy. That's what's good.
Mm.
The stuff we make.
Yep.
So well, I guess we can dive into some questions in for this episode.
On this episode.
Is that what I sound like in the beginning?
Yeah.
Every time I do that teaser, guys, she makes fun of me. So
we talk about.
Yeah, it takes me a few tries to do it too. But okay, so I had something like turned off for a little bit, so I can't totally double check if we've answered some of these questions already, but I'm pretty sure we haven't. So I'm trying to pick the ones that we haven't, because we get so many that I try to archive them and save them on my phone. So this one is from Annie Jacobs. Do you remember answering this one? It was, how do you differentiate between what you want to believe and what God is actually telling you? I don't think we've answered
that
one.
No, we haven't.
Annie, great question. I would say there's multiple ways. One is scripture. So test it by scripture. And a lot of times there's not an exact verse for exactly what you're trying to find or the answer you want. But the cool part is, when you're in scripture, I think that's when God cultivates a heart and a mind and a spirit towards him. And kind of those start to align. So it's more like that. I think that sometimes it'll be exact. Like you'll read a verse, you'll be like, oh, this is exactly what I need to do. Sometimes he'll speak through that one verse. And sometimes it'll just be more like an aligning where you just kind of, it's more saturating yourself in the truth. And then you feel a sense about what you should do. That's not necessarily you or, but I think also to some degree, you're pitting you against God's word here, which, God's word is final and authoritative. And we need to kind of come to that. And we need to kind of lean and bend to that. But when you're in scripture and you're in prayer and you're in community and all these things, then a lot of times our desires do start to shift because God's given us a new heart. So that heart is one that's like God's the one giving that life force. So I think that's another thing too to realize is that God's, sometimes our desires are the same as God's because he's put a new heart in us that loves the things that are of him. So that's just one little nug I would give to that. What would you say to Annie?
I think you answered it well, sufficiently. So let's go on to the next question.
What?
That was really good, babe.
No.
I have nothing else to add.
Okay. Natalie Bullis, Belize, Bololis, Bolus. Natalie, help us out on that one.
Maybe I should start reading the names.
Yeah. What has been your hardest struggle in ministry so far?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You first.
No.
Mine
since being married or just
I don't
in
know,
general
just kind of yeah I guess whenever mine's pretty easy mine is just when the video went viral it was just like the worst 2 weeks of my life. I never want to repeat it. It's just really hard. I mean, we weren't created for that kind of pressure cooker of the internet, whatever you want to call it, internet spotlight. And like, just I mean, the crazy part you think about is a viral video or someone being able to like get to like people's attention that fast and that many people was not possible more than 10 years ago for all of human history. So thousands of years of human history, it was never possible for someone to get on the forefront or like in front of people or for that many people to know or critique them or whatever that fast than any other time in history. 5 years, actually, not even 10 years. So that's just crazy to think about. And that was kind of, you know, it was just really hard. It just really was. I'm so thankful that the things that have come from that video, but the couple weeks of like, you know, it just going in, the views being insane and the emails and phone calls and friends and people, blogs, and it's just berserk. So yeah, that's what I would say.
What do you think like held you through that time?
Well, I think mentors were a big, huge part of it. Having just that stability of being able to bounce stuff off wiser, older, godly people, really good friends, you know, we were dating at the time. Stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
That's good. Well, the one that I can think about off the top of my head is I think like this last, I'm just coming out of it, but this whole last year, I really struggled with writing and I think I just, I believed a lot of lies and made a lot of excuses just thinking, comparing myself a lot with other writers and bloggers and thinking, you know, I don't want to be just another noisy voice out there. And what do I have that's different from other people? And I'll never be like so-and-so or if I ever did have time to write and I wanted to, I just thought, you know, what's the purpose? What's the use? Mm. Like, I can do better. I can do more important things like laundry or cleaning the bathroom or, you know, more tangible things, I guess. So, anyway, I'm just coming out of that and learning a lot about how, to not compare myself, and like God has each given us a gift and a calling, and, just to like pour ourselves completely into it and go for it. That's and good. Trust that the Lord is going to use it. And yeah, there'll always be tons of authors. There'll always be lots of bloggers, but nobody can say what you have to say the way you say it and touch, good. You know, somebody could touch so-and-so because they're wired the same or they're gifted the same or they have the same experiences, but I can touch this person.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like the bearing the talents thing, not realizing that God has wired everyone to get gifts to use because they'll bless someone.
Right. Yeah. And so really just, anyway, I'm just coming out of that and really like finding a lot of joy in writing and really seeking the Lord each week really for courage to keep doing it because it's not so tangible. And sometimes it feels like so cloudy and like, you know, what's the purpose or, anyway, yeah, you could do other things with your time, but if this is what God is calling you to, then to do it in faith and do it faithfully and, so.
That's really good, babe. So yeah, so anyone out there listening, which I'm sure there is because we have a good chunk of people that usually listen to this podcast, you know, if you are struggling with a gift or something that God's put in you that you're not sure to utilize or something like that, man, if it makes you come alive and if it kind of burns within you, then that is God saying, yeah, that's, I already have given that to you. You need to do that. You know, like kind of him wiring us in that way.
And I think that can
bring some glory.
Right. And I'm learning too, like you could not do it, but like it really is obedience. Mm-hmm. And like, are you going to trust? There's such joy in doing it and the Lord really blesses it.
Yeah.
So wanting to obey the Lord in it.
Yeah, that's really good. Let's do one more for this episode. This one's from Sarah York, which, hey, I recognize that name. Sarah, how's it going? You comment on our stuff, and I think you've been, you know, commenting for the last couple of years. So how's it going?
Do you like York patties?
Her or me?
Her.
I don't know, Sarah York. Do you like York patties? I don't think I've had one. Isn't that those mint ones?
You've never had one? That's my mother's favorite.
Aren't they like the silver ones with the blue circle? Yeah, nah,
they're so
bruh,
good.
Nah, they're too like.
I love them.
Too minty.
You don't like them.
Nah,
I love
like,
them.
They're kind of. Anyways.
Well. Sarah, tell us, Sarah York.
Sarah said, "How do you get better at praying out loud? It's interesting to me that I can feel completely normal about praying in my mind and having a conversation with God and attempting to pray how Jesus has taught us to pray, then out loud with my Bible study, I just can't. Ha ha. It's the same thing. Just other people are a part of it." It's a good question.
I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Totally. And I think prayer is a really intimate language between you and God, and it's not necessarily this calculated exactly when you're doing it in your quiet time thing, which it is sometimes. But I think it's also just the thoughts you have towards God and the communion you have with God during the day. And he has, you know, full access. And you, I mean, you have full access to him as a follower of Jesus. So, but yeah, and then praying out loud is different. Sometimes I even do that by myself because it will actually make me say it differently or make me whatever, you know. So I think it's just really, it's very much like a, it's weird to say prayer is like this, but prayer is to some degree, I think, kind of like a muscle. It's more like you have to work it out. You more have to kind of, I think you get better at it.
Discipline.
Yeah, spiritual discipline is the same thing. Yeah, you get better at it. You learn, stuff like that. And the words matter too. So words do matter. And I think Jesus addresses that in the Sermon on the Mount, you know, that he's a father. So come to him with that in mind. And then when the disciples teach them to pray, he says, "Our Father." Which is interesting. I think I've read that he actually says that in Aramaic, not Hebrew, which he should have, which is the prayer language. But Aramaic was the language of kind of everyone and anyone. And so it's kind of saying that, hey, anyone can access him as his father or their father. So I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think just jumping on what you said, I think I started to feel a lot more comfortable praying out loud in groups when I started to pray out loud by myself. So I would go paddleboarding or, you know, go someplace where nobody else is around and just pray out loud. And I think it helped me to stay focused a lot more and to really pour out my heart as if I was having like a coffee date with somebody. Because in your mind, I can kind of like get on tangents or start thinking about this and that. Mm-hmm. And so saying it out loud really helped. And then when I was with people, it just was natural. It was just like, you know, just what it was just like me and Jesus. And then, oh, hey, they're here too. And I think too, just to be authentic to yourself and like, the Lord does have, like, pray like this, but I think a lot of times in the, we can get caught up in, like, I need to sound like so-and-so, mm-hmm. and they always say this phrase, so I need to say this mm-hmm. phrase. When, like, my favorite thing is praying with a new believer because they're just real. They're just, yeah. like, you yeah, know, they don't all know all the lingo.
Yeah, they just are talking to God.
Yeah, and yeah. so I think just talk to God as if it's just you and God
mm-hmm.
and be as authentic as you can.
Mm. And I think the Lord's Prayer is a huge thing. I've really been convicted of that last year, that that's just, like, such a beautiful... I mean, Jesus taught us to pray, and that's what he taught us to pray. And I don't think it's exactly those words. I think sometimes it is. But another way, I think it was Dallas Willard or someone said that the Lord's Prayer is kind of like a coat rack to hang your prayers on. Meaning, like, each time you say a line, like, hang your prayer on that line. Like, basically, like, our Father who art in heaven. So basically, like, how can you
acknowledging
hang, yeah, acknowledging that in your God. Prayer in that moment in your life. So it's kind of mm-hmm. like, yeah, so it's not necessarily saying that, but I liked how he said it. It's like, it's a coat rack to hang your prayers yeah. on. Meaning, like, those or are like kind of, they're like jumping places mm-hmm. for you. You know, how
that's
do I,
good.
And then how does he, you know, provide our daily bread? How do we thank him for that? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we, you know, what area of our life do we need, you know, the kind of the truth and the reality of heaven to come down here on earth, you know, as your will be done. So I just really, really like that. But yeah. Yeah. So Sarah, great question. I think we're going to end on that one because, yeah, I just think that's great. And what's cool too is I think a lot of you guys listen to us in, workout atmospheres, car atmospheres. And so if you're, you know, alone or whatever, you know, maybe just, turn to a few minutes in prayer, after you're done listening with this, or if you're with someone and you're comfortable and you guys, then you guys can pray. But I just definitely think that, yeah, prayer is our, like, conduit, our means to communicating with God. And sometimes it's very, like, formal in the sense of there's a beginning and there's an end. Sometimes it's a conversation. One of my favorite things, which actually just really always kind of turned me upside down, is there was like a chaplain guy at one of my old jobs that every time he would pray, he would say, okay, let's pray. And then everyone would bow their heads and he would just like be silent. And then like after a really awkward pause, we'd all lift up our heads and he'd say, why'd you guys all close your eyes and why'd you all bow your heads? He's like, I never told you to do that, you know? And through that, he would actually challenge us to pray out loud with our eyes open, looking at each other. And honestly, it was way more powerful than anything. It's just so like when you do close your eyes, there's a weird compartmentalizing you can do where it's kind of just like a beginning and end. Your eyes are closed, your head's bowed. But when he just prayed, there's nothing really that in scripture that totally says it has to happen with your eyes closed and your head bowed. And so when he prayed with his eyes open, looking at us, the cool part about it is it had this feeling that I've never had with a prayer before where it's very much just like part of the day. Like it was just like, oh, we were having a conversation. Now we're asking God to do things and we're back in our life. Like,
that's cool.
It just had a seamlessness to it. So it was really cool.
Hmm.
But I just wanted to toss that nug in there. So
that's a good nug.
That's a good nug.
Well, that nug, we out.
But yeah, guys, hit us up on the hashtag Jeff and Alyssa. Any questions, anything, make sure to check out that blog by Anne. It is incredible. We want anyone and everyone to read that, aholyexperience.com. And then also check out our sponsor, Bombas, bombas.com/Jefferson, 20%
off. Bamba, bamba.
The Jamaican music. Are we going out with that?
Bamba, bamba.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you later.